This morning's reading is taken from Luke chapter 19 and can be found on page 1053 in the Church Bibles. That's Luke chapter 19, and I'll be reading verses 1 to 10, and that's page 1053. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be a guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what is lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. I know what it's like to be short. When I go to the Albert Hall to hear the prom concerts, I have to decide, do I stand in the gallery or do I stand in the arena? Now, in the gallery, I can see everything, provided I arrive early enough in time to get right close to the railings. In the arena, I can hear the soloists better, but if there's two burly 6'4" blokes in front of me, well, what's the point of queuing up for all that time in the first place? I want to see the conductor, all the members of the orchestra, and especially the hands of the piano soloist as they dance across the keyboard. If you're short like me, you can miss out on an awful lot of things. You feel excluded. So do a lot of people. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a chief tax collector. And he was rich, stinking rich. Taxes were collected by the Roman government, by Jewish agents like Zacchaeus. And people hated them. People hated him. Because one, he was helping the Romans, who'd taken over the country. And two, he cheated his own people out of money so he could line his own pockets. In our time, he might have been a scammer. So Zacchaeus knew that Jesus was coming to town. Crowds of people wanted to see him, and Zacchaeus was desperate to see him. So he climbed up in a tree, not just to see better, I wonder, but so he wouldn't be seen. I know what it's like to feel ashamed. I know what it's like to let people down. I may not have stolen money off them, but there's plenty of things in my life which I wish I hadn't done. Plenty of things I know I should have done. As a result, I can sometimes feel distant from people, cut off, even excluded. I know what it's like to feel left out. So it was a great surprise when Jesus not only noticed him, but spoke to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." It was an even greater surprise for the crowd. "Huh, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner." Huh, nasty piece of work. I wonder if we sometimes think about other people like that. Can we try to imagine Jesus inside Zacchaeus' house? I think he might have been relaxing after his long walk, enjoying some wine, helping peel the potatoes. We don't know anything about the conversation he had with Zacchaeus, but we do know that there was a big change afterwards. As John the Baptist said, "Show your repentance by the fruit it bears." If we really are sorry, we need to show it by what we do to put things right. As we know, Gene Watson in our congregation is heavily involved in prisons, in the Sycamore Project. There's an appropriate name. It encourages offenders to make some kind of restoration to their victims, repairing the harm done by crime. But listen what Jesus says to Zacchaeus. "Today, salvation has come to this house, for this man too is a son of Abraham." What does that mean? It means he was included. This is a favourite theme throughout the whole of the Gospel of Luke, who clearly wants to show that it's especially for the people who feel excluded. In his day, Jesus brought salvation to the poor, women, children, the despised Samaritans and the Gentiles, even notorious sinners like tax collectors. In our day, Simon and Garfunkel sang, "Blessed are the sat upon, spat upon, ratted upon." You can think of others. No one who wants to be friends. The ones who no one wants to be friends with. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Or in another translation, "Blessed are those who know their need of God." So what is this salvation? It's like enjoying a great feast, finding the pearl of great price, or seeing a whole symphony orchestra at the proms, to name but a few. But most importantly of all, it's us being with Jesus and Jesus being with us, no matter how tall, how short, how old, young, whoever we are, and whatever our background. Why? Because the Son of Man came to save the lost. That's you and me. We are included among those whom God has called to belong to Jesus Christ. We are the people and the sheep. We are his people and the sheep of his hand. So next time you're relaxing after a walk, enjoying a glass of wine, or peeling the potatoes, remember to listen to his call, hear his call. "Come on down. I want to stay at your house today."